Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome again to WTNS, Woman, the Nurturing Spirit. We are continuing our Love Court series. We have already experienced the I Love Myself retreat with Keep Love Present, and then we went into Love Reaches a Verdict, and then we went into Life Sentence. So as we prepare ourselves for our Love Roundtable, I would like to welcome you again to Love Court for those who are new and for those who have been continuously following and listening to the love conversation. And the question again is, imagine being arrested for loving yourself. Would there be enough evidence to convict you? And we have talked about those 10 questions. How to know that I love myself. I know I love myself when I know myself. And so as we continue to talk about love and talk about loving ourselves, because we know that we're told about a commandment in the Bible, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And so how do I love my neighbor as I love myself when I don't know that I love myself, or either I don't love myself or I struggle with loving myself? And many times that is because I don't know who I am. And we're talking about those little things that happen during our childhood, those little conversations or activities or the relationships that we end up having with our parents and with our siblings and with family members that may go into a conversation that may cause some negative energy or unkind words. And so we're talking about being able to go past all of that with forgiveness and focus on loving myself, knowing how to love myself, and doing the work, practicing loving myself. And so we're going to continue, and today I wanted to do something called the color of love. For those who would like to have comments, who have questions, you can call us at 347-945-6789. Again, that's 347-945-6789. You know, I once read that the effects of color on our minds and bodies is a subject of increasing scientific interest, and that colors can either slow down body activity, stimulate the mind, and or inspire high energy. For years, I have been doing color workshops, and it's fascinating to see how people choose their favorite colors. It's fascinating to go into someone's home and see the kind of colors that they've decorated their homes with, as well as, you know, you go to the car lot and you're looking for that color, that favorite color. And it's amazing to see what colors do for us. I recall years ago, and I believe I shared this at one of my shows previous today, that I was home. I had become disabled, and I was just being quiet as I was recovering and healing and experiencing how to get out of this disability, how to work myself into another life, you know, how to make the positive out of this negative moment in my life. And I, as a little girl, I was always one of those, I guess you can say, quote-unquote, strange little spirits who would have these conversations with God. And so I grew up very comfortable having these conversations with the creator of the universe. And I recall being quiet, and I heard this conversation in my heart and spirit. I want to talk to you about colors. And I was like, okay, I'm looking around the room, and I'm wondering, where is that coming from? And I knew better. I know the voice of God in my life. I know the voice of that inner spirit. And so I said, you want to talk to me about colors? Why colors? And I kind of ignored it. I wasn't quite sure where to go with that. I didn't want to get into anything real strange and way out there. And I just kept having that question impressed on my spirit. I want to talk to you about colors. So I said, okay, God, colors, let's talk about colors. Why do you want to talk to me about colors? And I heard the sky is blue and the grass is green for a reason. I want to talk to you about that. So I knew it was important. Colors are important. And it's amazing how we just go through life. We're born, we grow up, and we just go through life experiencing these colors in our life. And many times we do not, unless you are going to school to study design and art, and anything that has to do with the color world, you pretty much don't pay any attention to the effects, the real effects, and the importance of colors that we choose to live with, colors that we choose to put on our bodies and our wardrobe. We just have these favorite colors. We know these colors we don't like. We know colors that look good on us. And it's something how I recall when I was doing my etiquette program, how I would talk about colors in the wardrobe, and we began to talk about seasons, because I would have folk people, young people or young ladies or folk tell me, I don't like the color red on me or the color blue or the color green. It doesn't look good. And I would tell them, well, there's a summer red and a spring red and an autumn red and a winter red. We just have to find the red that works good with your hue, your color, your complexion. And so it's really fun, and it's amazing to see how when we have the right colors on our bodies and the right colors in our lives, how they make a big difference and have such an impact on our lives. What is color? Color is reflected light. We feel it. We see it through our eyes, our sensory makeup, and our minds. Color is what? They stimulate an emotional and mental response to what our eyes and our bodies record. Color is what? A sensation of light. Color is to sight, as sound is to hearing. And they both are vibrational movements of the universe. So we're going to take a little music celebration, and I'm going to return with the conversation, The Color of Love. Welcome again to Woman, the Nurturing Spirit. This is Lady J. And we're going to be talking about the color of love today. And I want to kind of approach it from this way, because we're talking about collecting evidence to prove I love myself. We're still talking about how do I know, how do I practice loving myself so that I can love my neighbor as I love myself. So we're going to talk about what is the thing that many people go through that causes color to maybe not be so colorful in their lives. Hurt often block and confuse our thinking and living love for ourselves and others. And when we are hurt, there is a behavior that accompanies that hurt. Now, some hurt cause us to darken our surroundings. Some hurt cause us to wear dark clothing. Hurt wants you to get control again, any kind of control. Hurt may have you dressing in loud, colored clothing. Hurt may have you overdoing things to your physical body, such as a whole lot of tattoos. Now, I'm not saying anything against those who cover themselves with tattoos. I'm talking about when you know that's really not who you are. Because when you have somebody who gets a tattoo and then has it removed, wow, that's painful. So when we decide to do these things to our bodies or we get all these piercings, and sometimes it's hurt that causes us to do that. You may have changed your company of friends. You may have begun talking more or talking a lot less. In other words, hurt people can be seen. And there is a color to this new and different world you have chosen to hide, disguise, or mask your hurt with. Colors have long been associated with many experiences in life, such as green with envy. We know about that. Mad enough to see red. A yellow stripe down one's back, used to describe a coward. When depressed, we are said to have the blues. And white is usually worn to represent pureness and innocence. Colors help you and I to communicate, to celebrate, and to identify things in life. The sky is blue for a reason. The grass is green for another reason. Snow is white, and dirt can be black, red, and brown. So we're going to give hurt a color so that we can talk about the color of love through the hurt. And I want us to place the color of hurt in our Creator's healing conversation and light inside love. We're going to place this hurt in love. It will help us to see the hurt, face the hurt, and do something about the hurt, the disappointment, the frustration, the blockage. Color is what? Again, a reflection of light. So we're going to talk about what is your color of hurt. So, now, hurt may be the color of the car he was driving when you saw him with her. Hurt may be the color of the uniform you wore when you got fired. Hurt may be the color of the dress or the suit you wore when your heart was broken. God created colors in our world. Do not hate the color, hate the pain. Why would you give away such a gift? Blue may be his favorite or her favorite color. Just remember that the Creator of the universe made blue skies first. Red may be the color of his or her car. Just remember that beautiful red roses were created first. Don't throw away the baby with the dirty bathwater. Take a moment to relax and heal and restore color as the love in your life. And I am praying today that you use your energy and your passion to heal where you hurt consciously and purposefully and with clear intent. Cancel out the hurtful memory and or the color associated with the experience. So I want to take a moment right now, because it's funny how we end up having what we call colors we hate, or that yuck color, or colors we don't like, and we see this color, and we don't even know why we don't like this color. We just like, I don't like that color. And babies don't come to the world hating different colors. And I just believe that there something happened, and I believe that there was something that maybe somebody wore something, or maybe there was a color. Maybe there was you're a little child in school, and somebody steals your pencil. And so now you don't ever want that color anymore. Or, again, the things I told you earlier, because he was driving his red Corvette, his top down. The top was down and the wind was blowing and whatever, and there she was in that red car. So when you see a red car, you just, oh, you just blow up. You have all this pain and you just struggle. Perhaps you love the color yellow and you got married and you filled up your kitchen and got all these beautiful colorful flowers and curtains and tablecloths, and then you had this terrible divorce that just ripped your heart apart. And now you don't want to see anything yellow in your home. And what I'm saying is, it's time for us to celebrate color, the color of love. Put it back into our lives. Again, don't throw away the baby with the dirty water. It's time to take a moment to relax and heal. Allow the colors that you associate hurt with or you're having pain about be your healing colors. So now, how can we do something like that? Finding a healing replacement. When you see or remember the colors of the experience and it stirs up pain, replace the memory of the red car by buying yourself, what, red roses for the healing. And allow the experience to create and cause a celebration of continuous forgiveness for yourself and for that person or for others. So now, I want you to really be with that. Maybe it's yellow, maybe white, whatever color, flowers or some kind of gift or something that you can purchase that can cause you to regain that love for that color, to restore you to a place of healing. One of the things that I'm thinking about, you can purchase an outfit in that color. Maybe you cannot do flowers. Whatever it is, buy a mug, drink some tea, healing tea, or whatever you need to do. The idea is to heal, is to replace that hurt, that disappointment, that pain, and replace it with healing and celebration and forgiveness. It's a deliberate choice. It is refusing to be a victim. Celebrate your life. Don't give it away to hurt. Replace the memory of the green dress with quiet healing walks in the grass at a park. Enjoy the wonderment of creation. You get the picture? The Bible calls God's promise to us his rainbow. The rainbow reminds God and us of his promise. Remember, recall, God, after experiencing great pain, decided to destroy man in the days of Noah and painted the sky with colors of a rainbow of promise. With humility and courage, ask God for eyes to see life and a hurt a whole new way. God gave us that rainbow of promise that we would never be destroyed with a flood anymore. Again, don't hate the color. Hate the unresolved rooted pain that you are experiencing. And as with physical colors of pain, the black and blue marks of hurt, of all hurt, of all pain, all boo-boos, as I call them, will heal when properly addressed and nurtured. Our Creator has filled our world with healing colors so that you see the hurt. Get to the heart of the matter, the root cause of the hurt, and heal. So do you know your color of love? Think about your favorite color. Think about your color of love. And we're going to talk about the color of love in a moment. Have you been thinking about that color, that favorite color? When I asked those original 10 questions, The second question, after I ask you what does your name mean, I ask everyone, what is your favorite color? And have you begin to surround yourself with your favorite color? So let's talk about colors that celebrate, colors that take us back to love, the color of love. Red is your favorite color, your love color red. I'm saying this means you should remain positive, energetic, and continue to express your true emotions. So red is about positive energy and true emotions. Maybe your favorite color or your healing love color is pink. Seek to be loving, compassionate, and empathetic. Maybe your love color is maroon and burgundy. Practice being kind, hospitable, and sensitive. Maybe it's orange, the color of motivation. Stay motivated, focused, organized. Maybe it's the color peach. Do an act of kindness for someone and see what happens for you. Maybe your love color is yellow. Express yourself. Communicate more. Share how you feel with someone. Maybe your love color is light green. Remain in a space and place of peace with yourself and with others. Maybe it's medium green, like an apple green. Seek to be happy, healthy, and creative. Is your love color dark green? Bless others with your gifted insight and understanding as you serve and help. What if your color, say your color of love is teal? Stir up the faith inside of yourself and continue to believe in the gift God made you to be. Love color could be light blue, sky blue. During this season of your life, use your mind and your heart together while you use your creativity. Your love color could be dark blue, navy blue. This is a time to take charge of being responsible for yourself and those who love you and support you. How about your love color is purple? Practice trusting in your God-guided heart. Remain sensitive and believe you will be all right. Is your love color brown? Know your self-worth, your self-confidence, and remain secure in who God created you to be. Is your love color gold? Continue to be satisfied, successful, and work toward your goals. How about silver? Embrace God's truth as you continue to trust and accept others. Maybe your love color is gray. Relax. Rest. Guard your emotions. Is your love color the color black? God has created you to be a winner. Follow your own directives and guidelines. And maybe your love color is white. Be open-minded, clear, and ready for new ideas and insights. When we practice surrounding ourselves with our favorite colors, with colors that make us feel good, they become love colors. The color of love. Surround yourself. Choose for yourself colors that support and help you with loving yourself. Whether you are alone at home, a single woman, a single man, it doesn't matter. Create a happy, loving space and place for yourself. I still continue to meet people who are really struggling with loving themselves. I know when I was inspired to do this radio show, and I just kept saying, what could I possibly talk about? what I wanted to do something that was not being done. I wanted to have a conversation about what was not already out there. And I know there are a lot of conversations about love. You heard me talk about it. And it's okay to talk about the love between a man and a woman, which, of course, is the conversation that most people have. And then there's the love in family, mothers, fathers, children, siblings, relatives, uncles, cousins, et cetera, grandparents. I wanted to just talk about love in and of itself, talking about loving myself and what it will take for me to know, to consciously know that I love myself. And so this conversation about colors, again, is very, very important. I watch people, again, I was just at the store, and I watch people shop, and I watch people go through hundreds of clothes, outfits, choosing the right pair of blue jeans, the right brown shoe, the right yellow top. It's just amazing. And, I mean, we want the right color. My son is going to be getting married. He's engaged to be married. And I was listening to the conversation that his bride-to-be was having about the colors of the wedding. And, I mean, it's very important to have that right color, the right color blue, the right color purple, the right color silver, all those things. And it's just amazing how important it is when someone is getting married, how the colors are almost the foundational basis for everything in that celebration. So should you have hurt in your life? Should you have pain? Should something have caused you to no longer like your favorite color? You know, perhaps you used to buy him or her things in your favorite color, beautiful flowers, beautiful blankets, whatever it is, clothing. And you bought it in your favorite color. You bought it in her favorite color. And then you had such traumatic things happen to you. Maybe you are a parent, and maybe something happened to a child. Maybe something happened to you. Maybe something, again, happened on your job. Maybe you were going on along in life, and something traumatic, something just caused you to not want that color around in your life. And, again, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Reclaim your favorite color. Reclaim the color that brought you love and happiness and joy. And celebrate your color of love and purchase things and do things. And, again, say the color green again. And maybe you don't have the money to purchase an item to celebrate that color. You can take a walk in the park should the color be green. Find some way to reclaim and to get back the celebration of that color in your life, because color is very important. And when I had that conversation with the Creator about colors, and I was told that the sky is blue and the grass is green for a reason, that's very important. That was very powerful to me. I began to really pay attention, really connect to the colors that I surround myself with in my life. And I've had those moments where I wasn't interested in a certain color, because every time I looked at that blue whatever, I thought about him, and it would bring me to tears, or I would be frustrated, or I'd be upset. I mean, also, I've noticed that, because I know people who had to get rid of gifts and beautiful furnishings and things like that. I've had several people who had to just pretty much gut out their life. I recall years ago hearing Juanita Bynum one time, it was years ago, where she just got rid of all the stuff in her home. I know women have to give up cars and houses and so many things because of the pain, the association, the soul tie of a thing. And the same thing happens about colors. And sometimes it's so subtle and it's so subconscious, and we don't know why we are around a particular thing or a person. And it may be because they have on that particular color. It may be because that thing is painted or designed in a particular color. So I want you to become very conscious, very sensitive, very open to why something's just disturbing you. Something is rubbing you the wrong way. Something is making you feel not so in your happy love place, causing you again to have a block in loving yourself so that you can love others. So this is a short, wonderful, powerful, sweet conversation today. The color of love. Be with the colors that you've surrounded yourself with. Reclaim, take back the ownership and the celebration of colors that you have been avoiding for whatever the reason. And maybe you don't have any of that going on. Maybe you don't have any kind of frustration, no kind of pain, no kind of disappointment, no broken relationship. And maybe you've just never given a particular color a chance. Maybe you've not pulled a certain color into your life for some reason. You don't know why. Again, it may be the type of color. It may be not the red or not the blue or not the green that's good for you. So go and discover in that particular color family that may be great for you, and pull in some new colors in your life, colors you've never had before. As I shared earlier in the conversation, I believe sometime last month, that right now the two colors that I'm surrounding myself with are yellow and gray. It's just amazing. I mean, in my house decorations, in my wardrobe, I had a friend the other day. She had these two beautiful tops. And they happened to be, one of the tops happened to be yellow. And I just kind of like, just something, how that color just is pulling me. It's just something about that color that makes me feel amazing. I was talking to my niece the other day, and she was saying, "Aunt Jackie, what is it about this color that's pulling on me? I've just been so caught up, and so it's I just like this color." And I said, "Wow," and the colors are, I believe, silver and white. And I told her that those colors were beautiful colors. Silver is the color of romance and honor, kind of like in the, you know, castle days with the knights and everything. And she just probably is in this place of great romance and being sensitive to her femininity and wanting to allow herself to be rescued. Not rescued because something's wrong, just to have attention and have that kind of chivalry all around her. It's the color of honesty and honor. And the color of white means she's in transition. She's in a place where she's just surrendering to some things. She's letting some things go. She doesn't have any real concrete goals or anything. She just knows that something is taking place inside her soul and spirit, and she's in transition. So colors are really, really important, and why they tend to make a difference in her life. And as I was sharing with her what they mean, she just meant, she got excited, she started smiling, and it was like, wow, that is, wow, yes, that's just how I feel. So be with this conversation today, the color of love. What is your color of love? Is it red? Is it pink? Is it maroon? Is it orange? Is it yellow? Is it green? Is it blue? Is it teal? Is it gray? Is it white? Is it brown? Is it purple? Is it gold? Is it silver? Celebrate those colors. Enjoy the rest of your week. This is Lady J saying God bless you, and thank you for joining us today.